This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. House Democrats work through the weekend speeding towards articles of impeachment against U.S. President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
Democrats say the charges are likely to focus on abuse of power and obstruction of the congressional inquiry. The case is centered around President Trump's July 25th phone call in which he asked Ukraine's president for a favor in investigating Democrats as he withheld nearly $400 million in military aid. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Thousands of black-clad protesters from all walks of life marched in Hong Kong Sunday under a crisp blue sky to march for human rights and democratic reforms in the financial hub. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
It was the first time since August that the Civil Human Rights Front, organizer of million-strong marches earlier in the year that paralyzed the Asian Finance Center, had received authorities' permission for a rally. It estimated turnout of 800,000, but police argued it was much lower, at a mere 183,000. China blames the ongoing unrest, now in its sixth month, on interference by foreign governments, including the United States and Britain.
That was Reuters reporter Emer McCarthy. U.S. President Donald Trump on Sunday warned North Korean leader Kim Jong-un against hostile military actions, even as Pyongyang announced it had conducted a very important test at a satellite launching facility. North Korea state media said the test was conducted Saturday at the Sohae Satellite Launching Station No. 7, a long-range rocket launching site in Tongchang-ri, a part of North Pyongyang province located near the border of China. This year has been one of North Korea's busiest in terms of missile launches. This is VOA News. Authorities said an electrical short circuit appeared to cause a fire that killed at least 43 people in a factory in central New Delhi early on Sunday morning. This as relatives of one of the victims gathered outside mortuaries to identify the dead. Authorities say firefighters had to fight the blaze from 100 meters away because it broke out in one of the area's many alleyways, tangled in electrical wire and too narrow for vehicles to access. Outside the mortuary, which was guarded by dozens of police officers, some of the workers' relatives said they had received phone calls from men trapped inside who begged them to call the fire brigade. According to documents reviewed by Kyoto News Service, Japan's army during World War II asked the government to provide one sex slave for every 70 soldiers. VOA's Arash Rabasadi has more on the historical documents that highlight the state role in the so-called comfort women system.
The 23 documents were gathered by Japan's cabinet secretariat between April 2017 and March 2019. According to Kyoto, they included 13 classified dispatches from the Japanese consulates in China to the foreign ministry in Tokyo, dating back to 1938. The sex slaves issue has been a source of a painful dispute between South Korea and Japan. The women were from Korea, Taiwan, and Australia, the Philippines, as well as Japan. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
FBI officials say they're trying to determine a motive for Friday's shooting at a Florida naval base that left the gunman and three others dead. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Special Agent in Charge Rachel Rohaus says investigators are working under the presumption the shooting was an act of terrorism.
This allows us to take advantage of investigative techniques that can help us more quickly identify and then eliminate any additional potential threats to the rest of our community.
Rohaus says it's not known whether the gunman, who was from Saudi Arabia, acted alone. A U.S. official not authorized to speak publicly tells the AP investigators believe the gunman made social media posts in which he talked about U.S. support for Israel and claimed Americans are anti-Muslim. I'm Mike Hempen.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani presented what he called a budget to resist sanctions to Parliament on Sunday and suggested a possible multi-billion-dollar loan from Russia would be a key source of revenues. The budget draft comes with pressure mounting from U.S. sanctions and Iranians still reeling from a deadly crackdown last month in street unrest sparked by fuel rationing and a cut in subsidies. For additional stories, pictures, videos, and more, be sure to follow VOA on social media. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.